Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at noon, Devin Kanan will join us, talk some Phillies as we get set for a big series start tonight at home against the Braves, who now have Ronald Acuna back, Spencer Strider back. They're in town tonight. Strider's going to start the game against Ranger Suarez. Your phone calls here, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll get to something said this weekend by a Phillies executive on WIP about Kyle Schwarber and why they better be right on this, because there's a team lurking that just I can't even picture this guy in that uniform. We'll get to that. Your phone calls here on Rob Thompson. Does he deserve more credit for where the Phillies are right now? Clearly he does. I mean,
Come on, Hugh.
We've been trying to tell Hugh all morning. Hugh won't listen. That Rob Thompson deserves more credit. 58% say yes on our Twitter poll. Only 58%, which is actually ridiculous.
What happens when you take the hedge, not the pledge?
The hedge, not the pledge.
But I'm just saying, I mean, most people feel like I do. You're doing your job. I mean, you're doing your job.
What if they win 10 more in a row, starting
then
now?
Then I'd be like, hey, good job.
But that's not above and beyond
his
job?
I give him a golf clap. No, that's what he's supposed to do.
That's pretty light. No. A golf clap?
No one said they're supposed to win this many games. Who predicted 110 wins? Nobody.
Nobody. If they do that, but that's not the thing. They can win all the regular season games they want to win.
See, that's not pledge stuff.
That is pledge worthy. Mm. But I'm saying because they've been here before, guys. So we've been down this path before.
But last year's Eagles were down the path.
That's almost like saying
Sirianni didn't do a good job.
I've been down the altar three times, but only been married once. It only counts when you actually jump the broom. We got to jump the broom, man. Mm. That's all I'm saying. We got to jump the broom.
All right.
Yeah, but if you planned a good wedding and you look good in your tuxedo, you did a good job that day.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Are the Phillies supposed to beat the Braves tonight?
This should be a good one.
Okay, so they win. Philly fans not cheer. They walk out, say, you know, they're just doing their job. I'm trying to pin you in the corner.
That's not the lane that I'm in. I am enjoying this season. Y'all are asking me to – this is almost like you're asking me for another helping of what I've already got on my plate. I already got a helping.
I just want you to say golf clap
leaving the ballpark.
You know, he's doing his job. Good job, Top. Way to do what you've done the last three seasons that you've been the manager.
Yeah. I think we're not – I think is it not just Hugh, but in general, he's not getting enough credit because I think this team is more talented than it is. I think the bullpen is – not very good. I mean, I'm going to be kind about it. They're not very good in the bullpen. They lost their best reliever.
Mm-hmm.
They only have three hitters right now that across baseball are above average in terms of their OPS. Turner, Harper, and Schwarber. So that means six hitters every night he's got to deal with that are average or below right now. He's got platoons at three spots. He has a starting rotation that is very good, but one of his starters that was very trustworthy got hurt and stunk this year in Nola. Mm-hmm. All that, you throw it all in the pot, and this meal looks pretty darn good.
I will say this, and this is how I will spin it this way.
See, it's spin. We know.
No, it's not spin. It's the truth, though. Look at it like this.
You said spin.
I did use that word. But it's almost like the organization, by standing pat, they knew exactly what they had, and Topper finally figured out how to get the most out of them. I mean, you can spin it that way because that's what it is. You're talking about guys who just a year ago, when we tried to soft sell or soft roll out the fact that we might need to make some sacrifices in certain positions that they didn't want to do.
Yep.
So now the rubber has hit the road, so to speak. And now you have no choice but to do it. So they're doing it really out of necessity because they didn't change anything.
Well, it's worked, though. I mean, he got the lineup shift. I mean, that probably was the biggest change he made.
Yes.
And it's worked.
Yeah.
I mean, I give him a lot, because I was one of those people that said, what are we doing here? We're like, this feels like a hedge by Topper. Pick a lineup, go with it, leave Schwarber alone. Well, he didn't. He moved Schwarber down to cleanup. He's got the two leadoff thing going, and it's worked so far.
And it took the guy from Ohio to get the ball rolling, saying, hey, you know what? I'll do whatever it takes.
But who put him in that spot?
Well, Topper. Because he knew his people. Oh. He knew he could talk to him.
Oh. But he could have done it last year. He didn't do it.
Yeah, they didn't want to do it last year.
Oh, so
no, I'm saying the guys that were here, there wasn't a sense of urgency last year. The fact that, first of all, Trey didn't want to move. He's playing better now. Trey didn't want to move, and he was being a little bit stubborn. But now Trey is doing everything that we wanted him to do when he first got here.
This is the best, the most consistently good he's been as a Philly.
Yes, yeah. because now it has become one of those situations where, Joe, hey, if you don't get it done now, something's going to change.
Well, Topper made it clear.
The rubber meets the road.
Yeah, and here's where else the rubber meets the road. The Eagles were a great team last year. They're not a top five team in the history of pro football. 215-592-9494.
The way you said that, that's going to sting.
Well, they're
people.
Not. I'm sorry,
that's
Saquon.
That's going to sting some people.
They had the 20-something ranked passing offense. They didn't even have the number one seed in their own conference. It's a great season. It's the best Eagles team ever. They're better than the 17 team. All those wonderful things. Top five team ever? No, I can't go there. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Will.
Hey, Dream Team. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Oh, man, listen, man. I, you know, the thing is, like, I keep comparing this to the Eagles, right?
Mm-hmm.
This whole season. Like, everything y'all keep saying, y'all relating it to the Eagles. Right,
right. Yeah, we are.
Everything y'all saying about the Phillies. Every game, like, from when they went to the World Series, we went to the Super Bowl, lost it, whatever. But this is our season, right? Because I keep saying, man, the main thing that Rob has done, he took a page out of Sirianni's book. He got these guys mentally ready, right? They mentally focus now because now he, instead of telling them, he had to show them that, guess what? You don't need the home run to win games. Now they changed the whole game plan now.
So it sounds like you think he deserves more credit, Will.
I mean, listen, I'm going to say he deserved the credit that he got where we at right now. He ain't getting the full credit until we win it all, just like with Sirianni. He can't get it yet. And we're not going to be, oh, he's the best. And no, he's not. He's going to be the best when he brings this World Series here this season. That's what he's going to do. As long as he keeps these guys mentally focused and on track. Just like I said, man, he's more involved. He got the team,
like
I was saying, double stealing.
Wrong.
What they doing? They double stealing now. What I say? Put Kepler and Castellanos together, right after each other. What they doing? That's what they doing,
mm-hmm,
man.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, the whole thing is, you got to understand the reason why y'all been losing. Because y'all never incorporated the small ball. But now it's incorporated, and now the team is hitting instead of always going for the big one. This is what I want to say also, right? As long as we stay on this pace, we had a good pace, but we can't lose the focus. We got to stay focused, right?
Focus.
And I want to say also, like, what I need to see from them is, you know, do more stealing, man. Take more gambles. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to say this. If you don't run that score up, we can't depend on the bullpen. So as many hits as we could bring home, we got to bring them home. And guess what? We've been hitting. And that's how we've been winning. Because I'm going to say this last thing, and I mean it. The same way they understood that the run is what they couldn't do with the Eagles, right? They couldn't get that run game going. So they finally got a runner to get the run game going. So the same thing with the Phillies. They couldn't get them backs going because they was always looking for the homer. Now they got the backs going. That's why I say the season is so similar, and it's going to end the same way as the Eagles.
Well, I hope you're right, Will. And there are parallels. Will, we appreciate the phone call. And he said we brought up the Eagles parallel. We did. Because I think with Sirianni last year, he made changes, like meaningful differences with the way they ran the offense. They went to a more run-based thing. He had to get Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Devontae to realize, like, their games were going to change. They were running the football more. And they all got on the same page. I think it's similar to telling Trey Turner, hey, I need you to be a different version of you. I don't need you to hit 25 home runs. I need you to get on base and we'll win games. And Trey bought in.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's a good job by Topper.
Reluctantly. I think it was out of, like I said.
I don't think it was reluctant.
I think it was.
Well, ultimately, who cares, right? If it's reluctant or not. Do we think Jalen Hurts was really cool with that meeting when he
not
had the Sirianni? Well, then he's
not
reluctant too.
Not at all.
I mean, we heard the, what do you call it, the straight jacket governor or whatever he called it?
The governor?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't. I'm sure Jalen didn't love that as they were winning, no one gave him any credit for it.
You know, I hate to do this too, but the Eagles reluctantly went with Jalen Hurts that offseason when they tried to replace him.
Sometimes the best moves, you don't know you're in them.
Reluctantly didn't trade Jason Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So.
Sometimes you reluctantly work your way to a championship.
But they get credit.
And you know what? They do get credit. Howie gets credit. Jeff gets credit.
You know what else they tried to do?
He's still Coach Bubblehead to me, though.
They tried to salvage Carson Wentz another year with Nick Sirianni, reluctantly.
Yep.
To move off of him because Wentz didn't want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles get the credit for all these things.
I know. We refuse to give the Phillies credit. Refuse.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I think people.
No, it's not the same thing.
Well,
I see how y'all trying to pay me.
I just think people that took the pledge see what we're talking
thing.
About.
It's not the same thing.
Why?
I mean, I gave Topper his props.
You did not.
Yes, I did. I said he did a good job. But you
said
want me,
golf clap.
You want me to give him a little bit more credit,
yeah.
Extra credit?
Yeah.
No, we've been here before. No. Let's see how this postseason work out.
Yeah, last year was pretty turnkey, though. Last year was a pretty easy managing job. The bullpen was great. The starting pitching was very good. They hit.
It really wasn't, though, because we know. You know what it was? We put our head in the sand because we saw after the All-Star, after we came back from London, it was going south.
Sure, but you said they've been here before.
Like, at this point of the season.
The first 2 months were pretty easy last year for him. Like, it wasn't much decisions he had to make. He just kind of sat there and they won a bunch of games. This year's been a little bit more challenging.
Well, it's been more of a conscious effort to stay locked in. I would say that. I mean, because like you could probably win. You could probably be in this position with the Phillies in this lineup in your sleep.
I don't agree. I don't think this team's great. They only have three above average hitters. The rest, he's got to maneuver a lot.
And the way that they've been doing it has been a lot. They've manufactured more offense.
Yes.
In these last couple.
They
of
haven't
months.
Had the best version of Bryce.
Nope.
Yeah.
For most of the season.
Like I said, they've manufactured more. They need to keep that going. They need to figure out that formula.
The bullpen's not very good. I mean, he can't trust most guys most nights.
I think if you could quantify at this time last year compared to right now, games won by manager.
More this year.
I agree.
Yeah, I just think he's affected the game more this year than he has in a while. Jack in Norristown's up. What's up, Jack?
How you doing, guys?
Good, Jack. Away. What's up?
I want to tell you, just like most hosts on WIP, they played football, basketball, and baseball before 1980. You know.
Yeah, didn't count, though.
Why don't it count? In the 40s, the Eagles went to three straight NFL championships, winning two of them.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1950s, the Cleveland Browns, they won seven from 1950 to 1959.
Now, that's precisely why it doesn't count.
Well, so it counts, but Jack, but a couple things. The league and the sport is way – Jack, before you finish, you got to admit, the sport, all sports, are way different now than they were then. Way different.
Oh, absolutely. But you can't compare errors. That's why you guys compare errors. Like, they don't think They play. Check out the 60 Packers from 1960 to 67. See how many guys they have in the Hall of Fame.
But you can compare eras because you can look at who was dominant in their in their time.
You don't want to compare eras because those eras would pale in comparison to these.
You can compare, Jack. Well, but you just look at who was dominant in their time, like in their moment, right?
I agree.
Yeah, so I think there's a way to do it.
But you got to recognize them teams, too. You don't recognize them teams.
Well, but I start at the Super Bowl era, before the Super Bowl. It's just it's too far away. It's too far back.
Well, check out the Super Bowl. Check out the first two.
Sure,
check
the Packers are great. Bart Starr. You think they're a top five team?
Yes.
Okay.
Check out how many Hall of Famers they had on them teams. Check out the 70 Steelers.
So I'm guessing you don't think last year's Eagles were a top five team of all time.
No.
All right. Well, we agree then.
They're a great team. They're a great team. But that you can't compare them to all that. And same way you guys keep comparing the Eagles and the Phillies. It's like apples and oranges.
There's
different things.
But there's a parallel you could draw between coaching and decisions mentality. Well, the Phillies changed their approach at the plate. I mean, it was like the Eagles decided to run the ball instead of throw the ball.
Right. They did what they had to do. They had what their team did. And they won the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
And they were great. Right.
Do you give Topper more credit than he deserves? You think he deserves more credit?
No. Wait. Watch by September. He'll kill the bullpen.
He does every year. Well, that's not true. their bullpen has pitched less innings than almost any team in baseball.
Right now, because we've got the best. You got starting pitching. The best starting pitching, probably the best in baseball.
I agree.
Good, you know, they're great.
So why would they kill the bullpen then? I don't understand.
Because look at a game last week. I don't forget whether it was against the A's or Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
The last time Ranger pitched, he went 6 2/3 inning.
Right.
He brings the right-hander in. He throws one pitch. The guy pops up. The next inning, he changed pitchers.
Yeah, but we can't use the starters 8 innings every game. Their arms will fall apart by August. Like we got to balance it.
Why do you put a relief pitcher in there and throw one pitch? Why don't you bring him out for the next inning?
Well, some guys aren't. I mean, I see your point, but some guys aren't good at that. Jack, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, I
appreciate you, Jack.
You guys forgetting about those teams before 1970. No, that's why I called.
You know what's funny?
You don't appreciate history.
I didn't forget about them.
Yeah,
no,
Hugh doesn't appreciate
history. I didn't count them.
I think I kind of prefaced that before we even started talking. I said it was depends on how you want to look at it.
Yeah.
And no, I didn't. I mean, I was born in 71, but I understand that there was football being played before I got here. It's just that.
Nope, it arrived with you.
No. It's just that. For the sake of this argument, it just all depends on how far, number one, how far you want to go back.
Yeah.
And how deeply do you want to dive into stats?
Yeah. Also, quarterback play before Joe Montana. Like, no one really could throw the ball.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, it's really tough.
It's really hard because it depends on what era that you want to talk about is the era of greatness. Because you can say, with the 85 Bears, quarterback play wasn't that great.
Jim McCann.
Yeah. Another thing I need to throw in here is because he mentioned the amount of Hall of Famers on the Packers. Mm-hmm. There were 16 teams in the NFL in 1967.
Everyone made the Hall of Fame. They just put you in. Yeah.
And the concentration was different, right? Like, there was less competition because there were fewer teams. And you could theoretically have, it was bought before the salary cap era too. So you could just buy all the best players have a loaded team with Hall of Famers.
It was probably pretty likely the best team of those era had the 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 best players.
And you put Saquon on the field with those guys in 67.
Well, then
it's a different ball.
You get into that with any great player of today. Like, could you imagine Jalen Hurts trying to play against the guys from the 40s? He'd run for 100 touchdowns a season.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes to just the brilliance of athletes now than, you know, short arms, long arms. I mean, even you put Hugh in the 40s, even with his short arms, you would have sacked the quarterback 100 times.
I'd have been T-Rex in them.
Yeah, you would have been. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, so we're going to have Devin on at 12 to talk some Phillies with us. So Devin was on Saturday hosting her show with Ruben Amaro Saturday morning. And Hugh, they had Preston Mattingly on as a guest from the Phillies front office, Phillies general manager Preston Mattingly. And they asked him about Schwarber and how much of a priority Kyle Schwarber is to re-sign here, because every day that we wait is a day he's closer to free agency. Let's hear Preston Mattingly on Saturday with Devin and Ruben Amaro talking about Kyle Schwarber.
Preston, is Kyle Schwarber a priority to keep in a Phillies uniform, and have there been discussions, you know, in season about a possible extension?
And we're not going to talk about, you know, in-season, like, you know, contract negotiations publicly, but I think I will say this. Kyle is a priority for us. He's a guy that, you know, obviously we're very thrilled with and a guy that we would love to be a part of the Phillies going forward.
All right, so, you know, he gave the, we're not going to talk about contracts, but he said he's a priority for us, as he absolutely needs to be. Another big weekend, a home run, the hit down the line on Saturday. Like, every day we're closer to free agency, to me, he was a day he's going to, he might just say no to them. Like, if they don't do this soon, and I'm his agent, I'm going to say, we're just going to wait. We're this close to free agency
now. Sound like they're having some conversations. Mm. I'm reading between the lines a little bit. Sound like they might be having some conversations. I mean, because he was real adamant about he's not going to talk about it, but he let it be known
he's a priority.
That he's a priority. So that, to me, sounds like there might be some negotiating going on as they speak.
If you had to guess right now, do you think he avoids free agency or he hits free agency?
I think he avoids it. I think what's happening now, they're just trying to figure out, you know, the number. How long does he want to play? What's a comfortable spot for them? Because right now he's in the catbird seat. He doesn't show any signs to me of slowing down. What has he got, like 150 home runs since he's been a Philly?
About that, yep.
Somewhere around there. I'm recklessly speculating.
Now, isn't that more than like any three-year period in his whole career?
That's what I was about to say, because Ryan was here, what, 11 seasons? And he had like 350? And for Kyle, say for the sake of this argument, he plays here three more years. It's safe to say that he can hit at least somewhere close to 150 home runs in those 3 years. So to me, that's a pretty decent return on your investment, because it's not like he's worn down, and it looks like he's getting stronger as he goes with age.
So I don't think he's going to resign before free agency now. Like, I want him to. I mean, I keep saying they need to. I'm just like, if I'm his agent and we get to June, and we know June is usually his best month anyway, I'm just going to say, unless they're so overpaying that we have to take it, let's just play this out, and we are 4 months away from the whole league bidding on us. By the way, Hugh, I just looked at the all-time leaders in Phillies history, like in a Phillies uniform and home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Schmidt, obviously, is one. Ryan Howard is two. So the number 10 on the list is Dick Allen with 204 home runs. So if he stays here,
well, he's going to be on that
Schwarber's
list.
Going to be on the list very soon. But I think he could end top five,
easy.
Maybe top three, maybe top. Yeah, top three, I think, is pretty reasonable.
Easy.
Ever in a Phillies uniform and home runs.
Easy. Easy. I mean, because that's what you're talking about. You're projecting, right? You're saying.
Yeah, so he has 150. So he only needs about 100 more to be top three ever.
Yeah, but.
In this uniform.
You're talking about, I look at it like this. In the role that he's in now, 150 home runs in three seasons with no signs of slowing down. I think he can do that.
Well, here's another reason why we need to get this guy signed quickly here. So last week, Jim Bowden at The Athletic wrote about the projected top free agents for next season, right? So he listed all the names and the big ones and whatnot. So he had Kyle Schwarber as the fourth free agent for next season. And he wrote this: Schwarber is arguably the best teammate in the game, reaches base at a 39% clip, is always in the hunt for the home run crown. And he talked about the Phillies want to retain Schwarber and are prepared to give him a long-term contract at the appropriate time. However, several other teams would love to have him, including the Braves, if they lose Marcelo Zuna in free agency.
Oh, wow.
Mm-mm.
That's...
Mm-mm. We can't have this happen.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That would be just gross.
That's crazy.
Hit him hitting to the chop house? I can't do it. 12 times a year against
him? Yeah,
them,
well, you know...
Can't do it.
We had the same fear with Aaron Nola.
And then he came back.
Yep.
But what happened? They gave him a lot of years to avoid Atlanta, right? Yep. We threw seven at him, so he wouldn't go to Atlanta.
But he came back.
I know. I'm just saying, if we want... I mean, it could play out exactly like that again, where he gets a free agency and the Braves or whoever else makes him an offer, and the Phillies say, no, wait, come on back. Here's 7 years or 8 years. Let's just get this done now. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Trey in Deptford. Hey, Trey.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Trey?
No, I had a call because I, with the chopper, I totally agree with you. Like,
oh boy.
we just beat like Atlantic City High School, the Rockies, mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, two teams that don't even have they play in minor league parks. And like, you want to say he's like this great coach.
Well, I didn't say great, like, but I said he's doing.
He wanted to give him more credit than he deserves at this point.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Wait.
You could have coached that team off a half a pint.
No, so
like, we were playing.
Yeah, over the last week, sure they've played some bad teams, but they have the best record in baseball for the whole season.
That's understandable, but sooner or later, the Mets and the Braves going to play them teams too.
Yeah, like, I get it. The Mets will start this week.
We're a 500 team against teams with a winning record.
I agree. Like, you're right. You're right about that. But you know what?
I mean, you're supposed to beat on the bums, but, like, I get it, man. Like, you gotta calm down talking about, like, he's doing a great job. Like, what's Bryson Stott doing? What's he batting?
But that's not Rob Thompson's fault.
But you want to give him credit for putting him up batting leadoff, right? He don't do nothing batting leadoff.
He's got a good amount at him in the leadoff spot, even though he's not a great player. The bottom line is, Trey, I don't think this is an all-time great team, but he's winning a lot of games with it. He's got to get some credit for that.
Yeah, he does, but I mean, like, he's been here for years. It's like saying you want to give Nick Sirianni credit for beating the Carolina Panthers, man.
No, like, but last year they went 14-3. Sirianni deserved credit for that.
Oh, they were tough, according to Hugh, too. I mean,
Kamada Tan.
No, but they. What I'm saying, Carolina, the point is tough. Like, Topper's only going to get judged on one thing, man. October.
Yeah, and I think you didn't take the pledge, Trey. And Trey, we preached the phone call.
And you know what? I think Sirianni should have gotten credit for the Carolina game, considering that was huge trap game territory.
Well, also the quarterback didn't play well.
That was a big Sirianni spot right there.
And they almost lost that game, and they came out and they finished it 2-1-5. I mean, the kid did drop the ball at the end,
almost.
A
lot of spin going on around here today.
Mention the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
They were tomato cans. Tomato cans.
I like how we're getting tomato cans for the Rockies as we did with the Rams and Ravens. This is your fault.
I mean, thank you for listening.
These are real tomato cans.
I know. These are actual tomato cans.
People are starting to pick up what I'm putting down.
And that's not good for everyone. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, do you agree with Saquon Barkley? Last year's Eagles, a top five team of all time. I don't. Great team. Not that great. Where do you come down on last year's Eagles team? And, of course, Rob Thompson. Does he deserve more credit for how the Phillies are playing it right now? We'll talk to Devin Caney, who spoke with Preston Mattingly about what we just played for you. That and more on the Phillies next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.